This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Hasbro, the toy and game powerhouse, reported profits this morning. Hasbro's been having a good year, and profits today beat expectations, even with revenue down. Hasbro's rival Mattel hasn't been doing as well, but that could change, as Rima Crace reports.
Hasbro owes its success to brands like Star Wars, Transformers, and My Little Pony, which will soon be on the big screen.
I'm Princess Twilight Sparkle, and this is my home.
Chris Byrne is with TTPM.com, which reviews toys. He says even though Hasbro is growing substantially, that doesn't mean you should count out its rival Mattel, because the industry
is a product-driven business, and your business is really in the hands of what an 8-year-old thinks is cool on any given day.
But toy industry analyst Stephanie Wasink of Jefferies says Hasbro's got an advantage. Unlike Mattel, which makes most of those Barbies and Hot Wheels in-house, Hasbro can be much more nimble.
They can find a factory to produce it. They don't have to fill a factory that they own.
Plus, she says a third of Hasbro's products are meant for adults. And
because of the limited edition and the collectible nature, they're able to sell them at a higher price.
Which is just another reason why earlier this year, for the first time since 2000, Hasbro passed its rival in sales. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.